As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Frothies!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hours Sunday session. The best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
G'day, Billy Brownless here, and welcome to another Rush Hour Sunday session.
She's a bit cold, Bill, but never too cold for a Sunday sesh.
Never, Joey. Today, we want to know if you've got a tight-ass mate.
Yes, we do, Bill.
Also, we go to the phones with our all-time favourite topic. Plus, I've got a very funny joke, Joey. You love them, don't you?
Oh, they're hilarious, Bill.
And the great Bridget Duclos tells us about her Uber experience.
But next, we need to cover off all other news that happened this week.
Oh, let's hope it hasn't anything to do with coronavirus.
I'll tell you what, with the coronavirus around, there's other news. There's other fantastic world headline news, isn't
there? Is there ever, Bill? They're great.
Live across Victoria, it's the Rush Hour News with Anthony Brownless and Lee Montagna.
Oh, this is the serious news. We're going to stay away from corona. It's taken over the world. We know about that. But there's some other massive news in the world that we want to touch on, Bill, on this show, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
I'm going to start. This is huge, tragic news in the world. I don't know if you've heard about this. This is tragic.
What's happened?
This was on Mail Online earlier this morning. Ricky Gervais and his partner, Jane Fallon, have announced on Twitter the death of their cat, Ollie. Their 16-year-old cat passed away. Well, this made news, Bill. It made news.
Where at?
In the Mail Online. That their 16-year-old cat passed away. R.I.P. Ollie.
Mm.
So there's some big news in the world.
Good work. I've got bigger news than that.
What?
I have.
No.
You know this man. Everyone knows this man who spent hours standing outside a fashion boutique store here in Melbourne, and he used the fishing rod.
Oh, you were fascinated with this bloke.
To hook a Versace necklace.
Yep.
It was only worth $800 or $700. Wasn't worth it, to be honest. But he was there for 4 or 5 hours. Guess what?
What?
He's been caught. And guess what the cops have said?
What?
The one that didn't get away. Because he had the fishing rod. They're on fire,
boom,
the cops. Yeah, exactly. The biggest, most interesting thing about this, because we saw a lot of footage of him.
He was an old man.
43.
What?
That's all he is.
No,
he's only 43.
He looked about 75.
I know. I don't know if he had a wig on or whatever, but he's been caught, the old fisherman.
Well, that's big news. But I can top that.
Can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
This was in the Daily Mail today. Family have been left shocked after a huge plant native to Mexico sprouted in their backyard in New Zealand.
No.
Can you believe it? It's from Mexico, this plant.
No.
And it's in New Zealand. Now, the family believe that this plant is so big, it's over 3 metres tall, that it could be classified as the tallest flower in the world.
Wow. Mm. Wow-wee. Mm. Is that, it's not ganja, I think, is it?
Mexico. Well, what do they grow? The Mexicans grow the
This story is also in the news at the minute.
How's this one going, Raps?
Going beautiful. This story was in the news. Can you believe this, right? Sandra Bullock, who we all love.
Yes, yep. New movie. She got a new movie out.
Is it called what? Fast or Speed or whatever it is? Speed 18. It's about 18 of them. Guess she was seen arriving at a low-key gathering in Los Angeles and greeting a friend with her elbow. They didn't shake hands. They didn't hug. Greeted a friend with her elbow. Now, how does that make the news?
Seriously.
Time to connect, Joey, with the Rush Hour family now. 133353.
Love this.
How tight is your mate? Is the question. Because
we've all got one.
Oh, we got a lot. Especially in the footy industry.
There's always tight asses.
Journos and players. But I got a mate. Let's call him Numbers, all right? Has a lot of numbers in his quaddies. But he works on the wharf.
Yeah.
And wharfies have got a lot of stories, good and bad. Yeah. They've got a lot of stories. I was talking to him the other night down at the Cremorne. We're just having a...
I've heard that's a nice pub there.
Yeah, squash. And we're talking about tight asses and who's tight and all that. And he swears to me out there, all right, there's this bloke. We'll call him Albie. That would take, have a listen to this, right? That would take his wife's false teeth to work so she couldn't eat at home during the day.
Yeah. Hey, is this one of your jokes?
No, it's not a joke.
What?
He would take his wife's false teeth to work so she wouldn't eat the food at home during the day. And he'd bring them home at the end of the day and give it to her and she'd be starving.
It's a form of, like, torture. Yeah.
Well, that is true.
That's true.
Yeah, numbers told me that. So, have you got one?
Oh, nothing like that. I've actually got a mate that's a massive tight ass.
Yeah.
You want me to tell? Oh.
Yeah, go.
Well, no, his whole 30th speech was about how tight he is. He was a bloke that when he had his iPad, used to drive to McDonald's to get the free Wi-Fi, and then he'd drive the streets, and he found a neighbour whose Wi-Fi wasn't, like, locked, and he could sit out the front of the house and use her Wi-Fi.
No.
We used to have a barbecue. That's tight. Barbecue. Oh, bring all the food and grog. Someone bring some salad. Someone bring an antipasto. Bring something to the barbecue. Yeah. He rocked up with a block of cheese. Just a block of cheese. That was it.
That was it.
That was all he bought. Oh, cheese. That's what we call him. Old Spencer. You know who you are. Luke. Let's start with Luke from Wallen. Luke, how tight's your mate?
Mate, I've got this friend that if we're going out for dinner and there's four of us at the table,
yep,
everyone eats what they can. If there's, like, a piece of broccoli left or chips or something, he'll go up to the waitress and say, can I put that in the takeaway container?
The doggy bag.
Does it embarrass you? Do you guys get embarrassed and think we shouldn't even go out for dinner with him?
I do. I'm like, don't invite him next time. Do not invite him.
But does he...
It's an embarrassing thing.
Thank you, Luke. Shannon's there in Cranbourne. G'day, Shanno.
Yes. How are you guys?
You got a tight mate?
I got a mate that wanted to go around Australia. And so to do it on a budget, he used to pull over when he get low on tank and pull over and siphon the doses for the diesel. So he didn't have to pay for the diesel. And this is the same bloke that comes round for a drink and brings half-strength beer.
Yes.
You know who you are, John.
Yeah, John.
He'll have one of them, leave the five pack, and then drink all the heavy.
Yes.
Jono.
Jono. Come on, Jono. Good one, Shannon. Like that call. Daniel from Doreen. Daniel, this might not be your mate. Is this maybe a bit closer to home?
Yeah, the mother-in-law. Where do I start? She's always got tinfoil in her handbag, so every time we're out for dinner, whether it be a pub or a restaurant, she'll just roll it up and take it back home.
And is that for the pet dog or anything, or is that for her to keep for the next day?
For herself.
My mum used to do it. Jesus, embarrassing. She'd bring out the tinfoil, wrap up the cake or a chop or something. It is embarrassing, Dan, isn't it? Yeah, Bill. Zach's there in Melbourne. G'day, Zach.
G'day, mate. I've got a mate. He's got a proper full-time job and everything.
Yeah.
Last week, he open-mouth kissed a homeless man for a sandwich and a tin of tomatoes.
Oh, no. For a sandwich and a tin of tomatoes.
Wasn't even a good one, mate.
Oh. What kind of bet's that? What are you?
That is a weird bet.
That is a terrible bet. Simon's there in Berwick. Hello, Simo.
Yeah, g'day, guys. I've got a mate that when he goes to the supermarket, he always goes through those self-serve registers.
Yeah.
Makes sure there's always 7 cents left. So, for instance, if you buy something for $10, you do the mixed payment, like you put $9.93 on there, so it leaves a 7 cents. So then you just put a 5 cent piece in and you don't pay the extra 2 cents. Always.
So he always saves 2 or 3 cents every time he goes.
Every time.
What's his first name, Simon?
His name's Simon.
Oh, that's you. It's not you, Simon, is it? Hey.
It is.
Our next guest has been Triple M royalty for nearly 30 years.
I used to talk a lot on the radio. Now I need to talk every now and then, so I miss talking.
She started her career reading the news on Network 10.
Hello again, Bridget Duclo with Night Watch.
Before eventually finding a home on the M's, working on The Cage with our own JB.
I felt like saying it's not about you, Paul. Preta, what's your name?
Whatever.
Now she pops in from time to time to keep these two in check.
Do you think it's weird that my son wants me to throw my keys in the bowl?
Please welcome the top flight, Bridge Duclo.
Yes, indeed. The band is back together, of course, spring break with Joey, Billy and Bridget. And we're back together. Welcome, Bridge.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that was a memory I tried to erase. But no, I'm joking. Wasn't that lovely, Joey?
It was
lovely
nice
to see you again.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Hello, Bridget.
Hello, Bill. You're wearing a short today.
I am a short. It's a lovely day. And what have you got on?
I've got a culotte onesie.
A what?
A culotte onesie.
Righto. So if you actually have to go to the toilet, you got to take it all off?
Oh, it's a, yeah. But thankfully, I don't go to the toilet anymore because I haven't got any toilet paper, so why would I go to the toilet? Can we just get off my corona for a minute?
What do you got for us?
I want to talk about an experience I had, Bill, if that's okay
with
you.
An experience?
Uber, right. Now, I'm a massive Uber user, as I'm sure you both are too, and I make it my business, Joey, when I'm in an Uber to find out about the person driving, because I actually find it really interesting. There's some really amazing stories.
Do you
stories.
Sit in the front or the back?
Oh, no.
I say you're in the back.
From the back. That doesn't surprise me. You start chatting as soon as you jump in.
Position of safety in the back.
Start chatting away?
Well, often, I think they're often from another culture, and I think, well, that's interesting. Yes. I want to learn about it. And there's some, do you do this or not? Is it just?
No.
Yeah. There's some really good stories. But I realised, I just assumed that the Uber drivers would want to speak to me. However, I got an Uber the other day and I went, "Hi, where are you from? How are you? Blah, blah, blah." He turned the music up.
Oh, no.
So loud.
No.
Yes. So I've never been more, it was like a big slap in the face. Really?
Didn't want to talk to Bridget.
He did not want a bar of my conversation, Bill. Now, it could have been a long day, but it was 10 a.m., which made me think.
He
hadn't been on night shift.
No.
He just didn't like the look of me or the sound of me.
Wow.
So what'd you do?
Well, I gave him a rating of one.
No. Good.
No, I didn't really. But is that rude? When,
yes.
I mean, it's a service industry.
It is.
Yeah.
And that'd be like me being in a shop and someone coming in and me, like, not
turning the music up. So don't talk to me. Well, I got I had an Uber story experience the other day where I had a argument with the Uber driver. Ooh. Said Uber driver.
What about?
Well, his third day driving in Geelong, and he went a very long way around. I said, "Mate, no, stop. I know how to get home, actually, because I actually live in Geelong."
Yeah,
I know where I'm going.
Yes.
He said, no, I've got to follow Google Maps. I said, no, you don't. I'm paying you. He goes, you're not paying me. I said, who's paying you? He goes, Uber. I said, I'm paying Uber, and they're paying
where
you.
Where does he think that
So we had
from?
This big argument, and he stopped the car and kicked me out.
Oh.
I was out the middle of nowhere.
I got kicked out of a taxi the other day because I said I liked Uber better, and he kicked me out.
Did he really?
Oh. Yeah, he actually said, get out.
Oh.
It was awful. When was the last time you got given a mint?
It's been a while.
Actually, is this rude? I helped myself to a mint the other day because, well, I saw them there and I just presumed they were for us. But
well, they are.
I presumed they were. I didn't know whether they were his personal collection or whether they were.
If they're in a public area, everything.
It was just
can't.
in the console
so
next
you just
to it.
Dipped
so I just take presumed.
It.
Yeah, I took one. He didn't say anything.
Remember, you used to get water and mints and newspapers.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore, do they?
And now, what's funny, the big turnaround is I was in a taxi, not the one that kicked me out.
Yeah.
Another one, and he had water and mints.
I know. Now, one of our favourites phoners that has been for the last 10 years is what have you seen unusual?
I'm sure there is always something unusual that people see. The only something I saw unusual only about 2 weeks ago, Bill, and popped into my mind when you asked me was I saw a lady in my neighbourhood walking her dog in a pram. I promise you, it was her dog, and it was a pram designed for dogs. So it wasn't like a human pram. It was like a little three-wheeler that she was wheeling with her little dog in the pram, taking for a walk.
What kind of dog?
Like, it was like a little. Well, I couldn't really see. It was like a little chihuahua, sort of one of those little things. Well, why would you walk your dog in a pram?
Well, the poor dog might be able to walk.
Then why would you take it for a walk?
Well, in the pram.
Why wouldn't you leave it at home?
What happened to the jet ski?
It's unusual.
What happened to the jet ski?
Oh, I just remembered one. I remembered one that I actually saw.
I would have gone with a jet ski.
I didn't actually see the jet ski in the tree. I saw a post.
The listeners don't know that. No, you can just make it up.
Is that what you
do? Well, I went out the other day, right? I went for a walk. I took my dog, Charlie, for a walk, right?
In a pram.
No, I didn't. And I went for this walking trail, and there was all these dead trees. And guess what I saw up in a tree?
Oh, what did you see, Bill?
A jet ski. What about Saturday night?
What colour was the jet ski?
It was a white one. Yeah. It was stuck up in a tree.
Fair dinkum. How'd it get there?
Oh, I don't know if a bloke flew.
Was it near water?
Water was over there a bit. Or it was flooded or something. But there was a jet ski in a tree. Very unusual. And Steve's out there. G'day, Steve.
How you going?
Good, mate. What have you seen unusual?
I saw in Bunnings yesterday a lady walking her pet duck on a leash.
No.
I got a video of it.
Oh, you filmed it?
I filmed it. Absolutely, I filmed it.
That is unusual.
A pet duck. What would you
do? Yeah.
And they poo everywhere.
You can have a pet duck. People have got pet ducks, but not taking it for a walk to Bunnings.
Oh, and they do poo everywhere. I wonder if it got a sausage.
It just ate the bread.
Yeah, exactly. Jack's there in Geelong. Yeah, Jack.
G'day, Jack.
Jackie boy.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, good. You're on the air.
I just was driving past Gravedale Hotel in Geelong.
Oh, no.
And I've seen a bloke with a thing that looked like a crucifix hanging off their rear vision mirror. Anyway, I looked a bit closer and it was a dunny roll hanging off the rear vision mirror.
Oh, yeah, no. It's becoming a bit of a fad thing at the moment, people, isn't it? With a dunny roll. Yeah.
I was at the Gravedale Hotel last night.
Is that why he went, oh no, when he said,
yeah, exactly. Narelle's there. G'day, Narelle'sy.
Yeah, I love your show. I was driving through Blackburn Road and saw a man in a bright green jumper riding a penny farthing bicycle.
You're kidding. Did he have a helmet on?
No.
Oh, they're hard to ride, I reckon.
Yeah, I would think so. I had to look a few times.
Jeez, the old penny farthing.
Yeah.
It's unusual.
It is unusual.
Did you have one of them when you were a kid?
No. Oh. Had a dragster or something. Jason's here. G'day, Jase.
G'day, boys. Just in the QV shopping centre in the city this morning, and as I come out, there was a lady on sticking with the pram theme. There's a lady pushing an 8-seater pram.
With kids, 8 kids in it?
With 8 kids in it and uphill.
Oh, wow. Can you describe for me the 8-seater? I'm trying to picture it. Is it four in the front, four at the back, or how is it working?
Just two rows of four, all sort of slightly staggered, so it looks like almost like a grandstand type of thing.
I wonder if that's that lady, Rudge. What's that show, the lady that has the
Octomum?
Octomum.
That might be the Octomum.
So it's called
Octomum. She's got 8 kids.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. One, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is called
Octomum.
No, what is it called? No. What's it called, Joe?
Yeah, octopus. Octopus. 8 tentacles.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister,
this is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
My son came home from school the other day and asked me where poo come from. I was a little uncomfortable, as we are, you know, and so I gave him an honest explanation, which I thought was very good. He was a little confused, I must admit. He stared at me for a while and he said, "And what about Tigger?" Poo and Tigger.
Yeah, I know. That's horrible.
No, it's not.
It is,
the
Bill.
Parents will get that one.
Yeah. We have a long weekend.
Plenty of time to think about.
Plenty of time. We come back. And you hit us with a Winnie the Pooh joke.
Winnie the Pooh. What a Jack the Ripper and Winnie the Pooh got in common. Same middle name.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good.
Triple M.